If somebody told you you had $36 less to spend on food this holiday season, how would that change your cooking plans? What if your whole food budget was just $150? That's the reality facing a growing number of Americans who rely on food stamps. On November 1st, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known as SNAP, was cut by $5 billion. And that's just a fraction of what might be coming. Congress is debating a farm bill that could slash another $40 billion from the program over the next 10 years. KALW's Angela Johnston went grocery shopping in San Mateo County to get a sense of what these cuts really mean for one woman whose family is about to get bigger.
So right now we are inside my favorite store, Grocery Outlet. Well, this is the wine section. I don't shop here. I don't know anything about that.
For Jamise Payne, the grocery store is a math problem. She's got a baby boy on the way, so she says she's shopping and eating for two. She walks up and down the aisles of the Redwood City Grocery Outlet, adding and subtracting prices in her head.
So this bread was $2.99. I love math. I do 10% whenever I saw that I could budget so that I don't go over. Like I said, I do my little $50 a week thing. Probably going to just do 40 for now since I have a little food at home and the whole budget cut kind of slowing me down a little bit.
Payne is strict about buying food because she's using CalFresh Benefits, better known as food stamps. She joined the program 3 years ago after she ran away from home. She was 17.
Food money was a little hard for me. And a friend of mine told me, don't be so proud to go to the welfare office and go get food stamps. I had no idea what it was, but I didn't like the idea of getting help from the government. But I did it.
Now she gets $50 a week to spend on food, and it makes her life a lot easier.
My stomach was gargling and grumbling every other day, so I was very happy to actually have some food in my stomach.
Back in 2009, the year before Payne applied for CalFresh, President Obama temporarily increased the amount of federal money for state food stamp programs. Americans were still feeling the effects of the recession, and the president felt they needed a boost. But on November 1st of this year, that increase expired. Payne noticed the change in her very next check.
It was a lot less than what I originally got, and I was wondering, wait, what happened to it? I'm on a plan, like my $50 a week plan, to make that work, and I have to kind of rearrange that.
So that's what she does, even if it means skipping out on healthy meals.
With less money, it's going to make me have to just work with whatever lasts longer, whatever. And if I can find a whole bunch of Top Ramen packets instead of bananas and apples, then I'll have to do that until I can eat less if I have to, instead of eating so much.
There is no average recipient of food stamps. There are people like Payne who work multiple jobs. Others are unemployed, elderly, or immigrants. The one thing that ties all these people together is their income. More than 90% of food stamp benefits go to households below the poverty line. Altogether, the cuts have affected more than 47 million people, one in every seven Americans.
When you think about a 5% reduction in your grocery allocation, something goes away.
Beverly Beasley Johnson is the director of Human Services in San Mateo County. It's the agency that distributes CalFresh benefits and the place where Payne first went for help.
So you open your browser and you type in SMC-Connect. And immediately will pop up the I Need screen.
We're in her office, and Johnson is showing me one of the county's newest resources, a simple website that helps people find food and other services. She says it was designed to cut through a lot of the red tape that surrounds food stamps.
We're currently serving in San Mateo County about 30,000 residents, but we believe that there are another 20,000 residents who are food insecure, who in fact may be hungry, and who are not accessing the program for a variety of reasons.
San Mateo County, like the rest of the Bay Area, presents people with a unique challenge. It's one of the most expensive places you can live, but the benefits aren't any higher than they are anywhere else in the country.
Eligibility for CalFresh in San Mateo County is exactly the same as it would be in Mississippi.
So a family of four in East Palo Alto may make too much money to qualify, even if they're struggling to make ends meet because of the high cost of living.
In my world, San Mateo would see something that really reflected the difference in the cost to live in this community.
Making ends meet could become more difficult in the coming months. Congress is currently debating a bill that could cut the program by up to $40 billion. That's 8 times as much as this first cut. Advocates say the additional cuts will eliminate fraud and loopholes. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office disputes that, though, saying instances of fraud are less than 3%. One thing that's known, losing that money would mean millions of people see their benefits severely reduced or cut altogether.
We've got an 8,000-square-foot cooler. So you saw squash there. We won't keep you in here very long.
Kathy Jackson is the CEO of Second Harvest Food Bank. The organization provides food to more than 250,000 people each month in Santa Clara and San Mateo counties. Many of the people who use Second Harvest also rely on food stamps.
We're not meeting the local need. To think about that local need possibly doubling, there's just not any way in the world that we could meet that. So we will do the best that we can.
I wanted $40 today. And I extremely overpriced all these items, so I'm sure it'll be cheaper than that too.
Back in the grocery outlet checkout aisle, Jamise Payne is happy as she watches her bill come in way under budget.
$18.98, okay, you're using your staffer, okay.
Tonight she'll make strawberry shortcake with some berries she bought today and a cake she got from a food bank. It's a treat for herself, an indulgence she won't allow after the baby arrives, and she takes maternity leave from her 2 jobs. She's already thinking well into the future.
As he gets older, as he wants to explore grabbing food off my plate, I was a little worried thinking about it. I don't know if I'll be on it. Maybe, hopefully, I'll be in a better situation. I won't have to worry about food stamps ever. But if that time does come and I'm still on food stamps and the budget, drink more, maybe that'll help buy a lot more water instead of food.
No matter what, she says, she'll find a way to make it work. In Redwood City, I'm Angela Johnston for Cross Currents.